Listen to what the Apostle Paul writes in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. The word of the cross is the power of God to those of us being saved. God's word is powerful to the ones being saved. You notice that Paul includes himself and the church at Corinth as those who were being saved. Paul is reminding them that they have experienced a powerful, mighty conversion by means of the message of the cross, the power of the cross. It wasn't Paul's rhetorical skills. It wasn't his philosophical acumen. It wasn't Paul's persuasive power. It was the power of the gospel message that saved them. Church, there is power, indescribable power in the message of the man of the cross. It has the power to melt the heart of stone. But Paul puts it in the passive present tense, being saved. Does this mean that believers are not truly saved yet? No. What Paul is referencing is the sanctifying work of the gospel. Paul speaks of conversion in three different ways. He talks about it as a past event. So in Romans chapter 8, verse 24, he says, "For in this hope we were saved." In Ephesians chapter 2, verse 5, he says, "By grace you have been saved." He tells Titus in Titus chapter 3, verse 5, "By his grace he saved us." But he also speaks of salvation in the present tense. So in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 2, he writes, "Through which gospel you are being saved." 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 15, "Those who are being saved." And then Paul writes about it in a future aspect. Romans chapter 5, verse 9. "Since therefore we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God." Romans chapter 8, verse 23. "And not only creation, but we ourselves who have the first fruits of the Spirit, we groan inwardly as we wait eagerly for adoption as sons, the redemptions of our bodies." Romans chapter 13, verse 11, "The hour has come for you to wake from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed." One pastor, Derek Thomas, explains it this way. Initially, at the point of regeneration, our sins are forgiven entirely and completely. We've been delivered from sin's penalty. And through faith, we are reckoned to be righteous as Christ is. And then there is sanctification, a process whereby we are being delivered from sin's power. Ultimately in heaven, we will be delivered from sin's presence. So think of it this way. We have been saved from sin's penalty, we are being saved from sin's power, and we will be saved from sin's presence. And here's the message for us, church. The gospel is not a one-and-done type of event in your life. It's not that you got your ticket punched for heaven and now you stuff it down into your pocket until you die, only then to reach for it and show it off at the gate of heaven. No, the gospel, the word of the cross, is power for today for those being saved. We never move away from the gospel. We only move deeper into it. Today, when you pray, please pray for Dennis Lopez and his family, our changemaker missionaries in Honduras. And also remember, the Zanaki Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.